Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Sanha program with myself, Muhammad Baum. I have online ease, Maulana Bilal. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To yourself, Maulana, and to all the listeners, we hope everyone is well.
Gee, alhamdulillah, your side, we hope that you are also doing very well. It's quite a hot day. Hope you are cooled off.
Alhamdulillah.
Gee, Maulana, this is the Sana program, so we urge the listeners that whoever has any questions on any product, that edible products, whether it's halal or haram, what are the constituents of it, you can call us on 011-854-1548. That's 011-854-1548. Or you can even give us a WhatsApp. If you're too shy to come on, you can give us a WhatsApp on 072-786-1548. That's 072-786-1548. Maulana, we are coming towards the holidays very soon, and we know that many people will be going, especially our Joburgers. They like to go to the beach, you know, to go and relax in the water in Durban and other areas. Let's see, and we know that our Joburgers, they like to eat out also in Durban. So, Maulana, if we can just go through a list of places that were halal and now people should look for, look out for.
Okay, in the recent past, we've decertified the Burger Rack in Florida. This restaurant is no longer under Muslim ownership. Therefore, we advise caution. In fact, we advise consumers to abstain from eating there. No guarantee at all any longer. But with regards to what you mentioned about going to the coast and so forth, alhamdulillah, you know, in the holiday season, we will be circulating a list of establishments in those regions that are certified halal by us, you know, to make it easy for the consumer.
Okay. Maulana, we do have one call online. Caller, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. Maulana, Nasir, Is it halal or haram?
Which chocolate is it, by?
Nutella.
Nutella.
Nutella chocolate spread, yes, it is halal.
The Nutella chocolate spread, it is halal for eating purposes. Gee. Maulana, Jazakallah, by.
Alaikum
salam. I got someone asking a question. Assalamu alaikum. Is Cochlear capsules halal?
Unfortunately, no specific information on the product. However, we do know that capsule shells are normally manufactured from gelatin. Very rarely is this gelatin from halal slaughtered sources. It may be from pork sources, it may be from animal cattle that have not been slaughtered by Muslims. So that's the main concern there. What I would suggest the consumer to do is to please forward the details to our officers. We will then investigate in terms of the product's active ingredients, whether it is halal, and also look at the capsule shell. Look at the application of the product, if it is really needed from a medical perspective, and then give him suitable advice.
Well, another question that's coming in on the WhatsApp line, assalamu alaikum, is a natural rescue remedy halal?
The rescue remedy tablets are halal suitable. The drops, however, are not halal. They are manufactured using brandy and are haram.
And then we have Oreos from Bahrain. That's Oreos that are not produced in South Africa, that are produced in Bahrain. Anything on their halal status?
Yes, they are halal suitable. All the Oreo products are not made in South Africa. They're all imported from different countries like Saudi, Bahrain, Egypt, Pakistan, Indonesia. The only variant that we have problem with is the strawberry variant, because it does have carmine.
Okay. Someone else asks, assalamu alaikum, is Skittles Sana approved?
Skittles, unfortunately, to date, we have not been able to get sufficient information or disclosure from the manufacturer, so cannot give any guarantee.
And Fatty Zenmoni is pasta. I think we did this question about 4 weeks ago also, ma?
Yeah, that product is halal suitable.
It is halal suitable. Bilal asks, assalamu alaikum, I would like to find out if Sweetie Pie by Bayez is halal suitable.
Yes, that product is in fact certified halal by Sana.
Gee, Maulana, we have another question. Assalamu alaikum. Is the new Ola Petal Pop lemon flavor halal?
Ola products, please do look out for our logo. If the product has our logo, we guarantee that it is halal. If it does not have a logo, unfortunately, it's probably an import coming from a factory that has no control for halal, no halal certification as well. So we advise caution.
Another question coming in. Assalamu alaikum. Is the Cadbury Oreo chocolate halal?
Cadbury Oreo chocolate, we're still querying them. We await some information because they're manufactured in Egypt. At the moment, inshallah, we know we will be informing consumers accordingly.
Someone else asked, assalamu alaikum, is Kiri cream cheese halal?
Kiri cheeses, as long as they are manufactured in Morocco, they are halal suitable. The company that manufactures these products, they do also manufacture products containing ham and so forth in Europe. So please do check where the product emanates from. If it comes from Morocco or Algeria, the northern African region, then it's fine.
Another question coming in, assalamu alaikum, is Wizard Toffee licorice flavor halal?
That product, unfortunately, we do not have information on it.
Someone else asked, assalamu alaikum, Amana, is the Ola rich and creamy that you get a 1.8 liter variants, are those halal?
Yes, all the Ola tubs are certified halal by Sena. Please do look out for our logo on the product packaging.
Someone else asked, assalamu alaikum, Amana, is the clover fruits of the forest, fruit yogurts, are those halal?
Yes, they are halal suitable.
Gee, so we got an answer for that. Someone else has the Mentos. Normally we do have a problem with certain Mentos flavors. The Mentos orange sweets, they've just come out. Are they halal?
The orange flavor, yes, that is halal suitable. The flavors that we do have a problem with are the grape, the cinnamon, the sour mix, the rainbow, the berry mix, as well as the strawberry yogurt and the cherry yogurt. So besides those flavors, you can have any of the other flavors like the fruit flavor, the mint, the strawberry, and as the person mentioned, the others.
Now we have a question, the Matt's Turtles. I don't know what's that. I don't know if you know about it. The Matt's Turtles, are those halal?
No information on them, unfortunately.
No information on that. Another question. Query coming in, assalamu alaikum, is IPS Health Wellness Energy Capsules halal? This is by IPS Health in Pretoria.
Unfortunately, no information at the moment. However, we can investigate it. If you do, please forward the details to our office.
Someone else is asking, assalamu alaikum, the Kellogg's Strawberry Pops, are they halal?
Kellogg's, regrettably, we cannot comment on them.
Okay. Woolworths croissants.
Woolworths croissants, unfortunately, no information on them at the moment. With regards with Woolworths baking products, only if they do carry the Sena Halal logo on them, on the product packaging, can we give a guarantee. And also the plain bread and plain prepacked, plain bread and prepacked plain rolls, these are also halal.
Assalamu alaikum, the Spa brand yogurts, are they halal because they don't have the Halal logo on it?
What happens with most of these in-house brand products is that the brand holder, one of the major retailers in South Africa, they all have their own distinct brands. They don't actually manufacture these products, so they just outsource it to other manufacturers, commonly to the most popular manufacturers in that category. Unfortunately, the problem with Spa is that they won't allow us to know who that manufacturer is. They won't give us the information, nor will they give us specific information on the products that come under this Spar brand. In fact, they want no association with Halal, and therefore we cannot give any guarantee for any Spar brand of product.
Another question coming about, assalamu alaikum, which jawbreakers are Halal?
Jawbreakers also, unfortunately, we have not been able to get sufficient information to date. They are manufactured in the China region or in the Southeast Asian region. Have not been able to get sufficient information.
And the same listener, which spray and cook can we use?
Spray and cook you may use. That's actually the brand.
The name of the brand is Spray and Cook. So you can use Spray and Cook. That's the name of the brand. Assalamu alaikum. Haribo gums from Turkey.
Haribo gums as well. We have not been able to find official information on the gelatin that they use. On previous visits to Turkey, we came to know that most of the gelatin that's used in these gummies are actually from South America or from the European region. And therefore, we have concerns. You know, it's not gelatin that's actually manufactured from animals slaughtered in Turkey. it's gelatin that's coming from animal slaughtered in other parts of the world.
A question coming about Assalamu alaikum is, would it's plain white loaf bread halal?
Yes, the prepared bread is halal.
Dentine halal?
Dentine, most of the flavors are halal suitable. However, the white peppermint does contain gelatin and is not approved by Salah.
Labello, lip balms, ma? Those halal?
Yes, they are halal.
Okay. Here's a question. Assalamu alaikum. Is a guy always traveling, sometimes out of the country as well? How can I, as an ordinary Muslim youngster, see what is halal or not when I go into a store to buy edibles, and which country's ingredients are usually manufactured as halal? Also, what ingredients should I look for to know something is halal or not?
Okay, unfortunately, you know, it's very difficult to give blanket assurances of a country or with any ingredients. I'll give you an example. In South Africa, for instance, the use of lard in bread products and bakery products is very rare. However, in Europe, it's very common. You know, people have the taste for it. And so you have to be careful of bread in Europe. Where in South Africa, alhamdulillah, it's not so much a concern for us. So it depends on the specific country where the person is going on, the specific product, the specific supplier, or certain ingredients that would go into that product before one can give a ruling on that specific product. If the consumer would like a general overview of ingredients that we found to be problematic worldwide, they can please email us and we first have to ready for us.
Moana, food color, right? You get the food gels, the food color gels. It's made by Cake Flora. You get the electric yellow, the super red, the gold, the bright white, super black. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
The problem with the specific brand is, you know, they're not willing to give us any specific disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't give any guarantee for the product as is. But if the consumer manages to get sufficient information on a specific case for a product, then certainly we can, you know, advise or investigate with regard to the particular variant and then give them specific advice on it.
Okay. Is baby lips lip balm sun approved?
Baby lips, the lip balm, it is halal suitable. It's not Sana certified.
Okay, Sana suitable. Mark, can you just elaborate again, you know, the difference, and many people will ask, Mark, you said Sana suitable, you're not Sana approved. What's the difference between Sana suitable and Sana approved?
Well, in fact, you know, we do use three terms, Sana certified, which means that the company has entered into a contractual agreement with Sana that we have selected the product certified by us. In that case, you will actually see the Sana Halal logo on the product. And we give a full guarantee, we do audits at their facilities, guarantee that everything is halal. With regard to Sana approval, this is mostly in the meat industry, and you will see that an abattoir might be certified by another halal body. I'll give an example of Rainbow Chicken in the Western Cape. You will find an MGC logo on the Rainbow Chicken fresh chicken product. However, because we also visit that facility and the facility conforms to our criteria, we will say that such a facility is Sana approved or the products coming from there. With regard to halal suitable, and this is a term that has been coined by Sena, to mean that the product is not certified by us, you will not see a Sena logo on it, but the company has given us sufficient disclosure into the ingredients, into the manufacturing process, so forth, for us to deem the product halal suitable. This does not apply to meat products, products containing very critical ingredients like gelatin, etc. It's mostly chocolate, confectionery, snacks, and some medical products, but not the products at all.
Well, someone else asked, are the Locum Turkish Delights halal?
What is the brand name there?
Locum, L-O-Q-U-M.
Okay, I think that's an imported brand, unfortunately. We do not have information on it at the moment. The consumer can please forward the details to our offices, so we will investigate further in short.
Another one is, all Nescafe Gold flavors halal?
Nescafe, these cappuccino products or these coffee mixture products, unfortunately, they are all imports. We have tried to get information from them, from Nestle South Africa, to know well, unfortunately. So we cannot give any guarantee.
Well, we have one call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Chiba.
Is Flora Proactive Vita Halal?
Well, Flora Proactive Vita Halal.
Yes, it is halal.
Jazakallah.
Jazakallah. Someone else asking, Assalamu alaikum, is the royal baking powder halal?
Yes, it is halal suitable.
And allergic tablets?
Allergic tablets do contain gelatin. We do advise consumers to rather use an alternative, but there are many alternatives available like Rhinotin, Elicit, the allergic syrup. So rather use an alternative if you can.
Someone else asked, Assalamu alaikum, is just wanted, would like to comment somehow on the excellent work and assistance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your efforts. There is another question. I think, do we have a call online? Now, our callers also call. Mara, just to let us know that now coming towards the end of the year, what is Sana up to during these final weeks of the year?
Okay, so Marana, Suleiman Rabat will be visiting us, inshallah, at our AGM in Delhi. So, a bit of Radio Islam coming to Sana. Really, we wanted to host him. And we're going to have our AGM, this is on the last, the 23rd of November, in fact, on a Sunday. This will be at the Hartley School in Durban.
Right.
The invitation is open, anyone from the Ummah is invited to come. You can come witness Sana. Reporting to you, Sana being transparent to you, you will receive a full report of our activities of the past year, including our financials. You know, a lot of people have this to say that Sana makes a lot of money, you're rich all about the money. Well, come and see for yourself.
That's what they think that we all do, Mara. Gee, someone else asked, Mara, is Clorets, Chappies halal?
Clorets, yes, they are halal, first of all.
Assalamu alaikum, are all Mr. Sweet gums halal suitable?
No, not all of them. Most of them, in fact, contain gelatin and are not approved by Sana. There are a few variants, like the ligurish, the plain ligurish, as well as soft eating gums, which do not contain gelatin. Those are fine, but please do check the ingredient disclosure.
The Natura hay fever tablets, are they halal?
We haven't investigated that to date. We can investigate further if the consumer puts forward their details as well as the details of the product.
Okay. Ma, we're going to cut the short. We still have the azan to play today. Ma, just some details for, you know, if anybody wants to call the Sanha if during the week whilst we're not on and they need some urgent, what are the procedures to go?
Consumers can contact us on 0861-786-111. Our email address, helpline@sana.org.za. You can also find us on social media. That is @sana_halal on Twitter, on Facebook, South African National Halal Authority, as well as Instagram.
Well, just before we go, Assalamu alaikum, with the upcoming holiday season, what is Sanha's advice on the meat products in Muslim countries, especially Saudi? Also, how can I verify if it's local chicken or imported?
Okay, so specifically with regard to the Saudi region, a lot of the meat is imported, and there is concern about the import of meat, especially from the Americas. Alhamdulillah, you do find also imports from the North African region as well as the Indian subcontinent. That meat would be deemed halal. Now, with regard to these imports, many concerns about them, machines slaughtered by people who may not be even Ahl al-Kitab, people who have no religion generally. So all of these concerns, therefore we would advise you to check with the vendor directly and ensure that any meat product that you are going to be purchasing must be locally slaughtered. And thus you can generally, if you ask the people there, you know, they're used to hearing this question, especially from South Africa, alhamdulillah, who are more halal conscious than other people in the world. So people won't take offense if you ask them this, you know. And they become accustomed that people are going to ask me about this, and you know, they got to give you the information.
Okay. Ma, jazakallah for your time, much appreciated. Inshallah, we'll speak again to Morana next week.
Jazakallah khairan again for the opportunity.
Ameen.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. With that, we come to the end of today's program. Inshallah, if you do have questions, you can keep it for next week when Brother Muhammad Amin is here with Maulana. And you can post your questions in next week. We're sorry for the short time that we had today, but we do have to play the azan before we carry on with our programs. From myself, Muhammad Bami, and my engineer, Brother Muhammad Salim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.